Ripper began to growl again as Harry sat down. This directed Aunt Marge's attention to Harry for the first time.
"So," she barked, "still here, are you?"
"Yes," said Harry.
"Don't you say yes in that ungrateful tone," Aunt Marge growled. "It's damn good of Vernon and Petunia to keep you. Wouldn't have done it myself. You'd have gone straight to an orphanage if you'd been dumped on my doorstep."
Harry was bursting to say that he'd rather live in an orphanage than with the Dursleys, but the thought of the Hogsmeade form stopped him. He forced his face into a painful smile.
"Don't you smirk at me!" boomed Aunt Marge. "I can see you haven't improved since I last saw you. I hoped school would knock some manners into you."
She took a large gulp of tea, wiped her moustache, and said, "Where is it that you send him again, Vernon?"
"St. Brutus's," said Uncle Vernon promptly. "It's a first-rate institution for hopeless cases." "I see," said Aunt Marge. "Do they use the cane at St. Brutus's, boy?" she barked across the table.
Uncle Vernon nodded curtly behind Aunt Marge's back.
"Yes,"
said Harry. Then, feeling he might as well do the thing properly, he added, "All the time."
"Excellent," said Aunt Marge.